The title of our message today is the Church's Commission.
我们今天的讲题是教会的大使命。
Today is a happy day.
今天是一个快乐的日子。
For it is not only the Lord's Day where we come before Him in holy worship.
因为今天不只是主日，我们能够聚集来崇拜他。
But it is also the event of the 33rd anniversary of Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
也是笃信圣经长老会樟木堂33周年的感恩联合崇拜。
Indeed, it is only by the Lord's preserving grace that we can have this testimony for 33 good years.
因为的确是按着救主的保守，让我们能够33年继续的为主做见证。
Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are nothing.
没有救主耶稣基督，我们什么都不是。
And I am sure, especially for all those who have been in the church for all these 33 years, that you can testify that the Lord has been so gracious to lead Tabernacle BP Church each step of the way.
我相信所有在教会里，尤其是那些从一开始33年前就在教会里的，都能够见证救主对我们的美好。
But today is also an unprecedented day.
可是今天也是一个前所未有的一天。
Because it is the first anniversary that is held via live streaming.
因为是我们第一个的周年感恩崇拜是通过直播进行的。
Now we have quite a few of you who were there from the very beginning.
有一些是从一开始樟木堂建堂就在的。
How many of you when Tabernacle first started ever thought that anniversary would be commemorated via live streaming?
有哪些会料到我们这周年感恩崇拜竟然会用直播进行的呢？
And yet here we are having the live streaming of this anniversary service.
可是我们就是这样的，有着直播来进行我们的33周年感恩联合崇拜。
And this is because of the virus that is now plaguing the world.
这就是也是因为这冠状病毒的疫情在这全世界肆虐。
It's not something which we wanted, but something which is enforced upon us because of public safety.
这当然不是我们所想要的，但是我们必须这么做，为了安全。
Of course, today we are very happy that we can have both the English and Chinese service together.
当然今天我们非常的高兴有英文部和华文部能够有这个联合的崇拜。
In fact, today when I look at this streaming station, I'm very happy. This is the first time we have both the streaming team from the English as well as the Chinese congregation today. They are here.
当然我们有弟兄姐妹从华文部、英文部一起的聚集在这里，来帮助我们有这直播的崇拜。
And this streaming team will represent the unity that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together. Yes, two different congregations, but one church and united in one Lord, that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这直播的团队也反映了我们教会虽然有两个会众，英文部和华文部，但是我们是一个教会，同心协力在主里的。
And they were very happy working together. That's something which I'm glad to see.
我当然很高兴看到他们同工的时候非常的喜乐。
But of course, we rather have ourselves meeting physically with one another.
可是当然我们更想要就是我们能够在一起的来崇拜神。
When will that be?
这会是什么时候呢？
We don't know. It's according to the Lord's timing.
我们不知道，这是要按神的时间。
There is so much change in the world.
这世界有这么大的变化。
This virus that is going about has turned the economies of the world upside down.
这疫情使到这世界的经济都颠覆了。
And therefore, many companies are met with unique challenges.
所以很多的公司都遇到了很不一样、特别的挑战。
And in order to survive, they decided to change.
为了要生存，他们就决定了改变。
New way of doing things，
有新的工作模式。
New purpose，
有新的目标。
New vision，
新的愿景。
Indeed, a lot of things are being made anew.
的确，很多 东西很多机构都不一样了。
What then about the church?
那对教会而言又如何呢？
Should we change?
我们是否应该改变呢？
Should we have a new purpose? Should we have a new vision?
教会的使命，教会的目的是否要改变呢？
Should the commission of the church be changed?
教会的使命是否应该改变呢？
How should the church respond in a post-COVID-19 world?
教会在一个冠状病毒疫情过去过后的一个世代应该如何行事呢？
I'm sure some of you have this question in your minds because recently we have heard a lot of messages being broadcasted over television on how Singapore should handle the post-COVID-19 world.
我相信有些人可能在脑里有这么一个问题，尤其是我们在电视上看到许多的演讲关于在这冠状疫情过后新加坡会是怎么样的。
Must the church change?
教会应该改变吗？
The one thing we must be very settled in our heart, and that one thing isThe church's commission must never change.
我们教会要非常的明白，从心底的肯定就是教会的使命是不能够改变的。
Because the one who gave the commission is none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
因为给我们这个大使命的不是别人，就是我们的救主，主耶稣基督。
And this is made abundantly clear in our text today.
这个我们从今天的经文就很清楚的能够看得到。
And here in our text today, God's word says, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
马太福音28章18节如此说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And it is also this same Lord who commanded,Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
同样的，主耶稣基督吩咐我们要去使万民做我们的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And who is Jesus?
这主耶稣是谁呢？
Well, Jesus is our master, is our savior. He is the one who is sovereign over the entire world.
耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主，他是掌管这世界一切的主。
When he gave the commission to the church, he is giving it as someone who has authority.
当他给这大使命给教会的时候，他是按着一个身份，就是有权柄的身份来这么发布这大使命的。
In fact, in the English translation, when you look at the word power, right, this word power has the sense of authority.
在英文的字母就是权柄，权柄就是有权力的意思。
And how great is this authority?
这权柄到底有多么有权威呢？
Well, the Bible here says that this power that is given to Christ Jesus is one that is in heaven and in earth.
这圣经告诉我们，这权柄赐给耶稣的是天上地下所有的权柄。
In other words, it is an all-encompassing authority over the creation of the entire world.
换句话说，这权柄是包括天上地下所有被造物的。
There is none that is higher than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
没有任何的权柄比主耶稣基督更高了。
Everyone must submit to his authority.
所有人都需要顺服于他的权柄之下。
And especially the churchmust submit herself to the authority of Christ Jesus because the church is created by the blood of our Savior himself.
尤其是教会，教会一定要顺服在主耶稣基督的权柄之下，因为教会是用主耶稣基督的宝血赎回来的。
That was what we sung just now in the hymn, The Church's One Foundation.
这就是我们刚才在第三首诗歌所唱的教会唯一的根基。
the Bible, the hymn just now says, right, the church is Christ's new creation by water and the word.
这教会是 主耶稣基督所造的，通过他的血，通过神的话语。
No Christ, no church.
没有基督就没有教会。
And Christ is the foundation of the church.
教会，基督是教会的唯一根基。
And not only that, but Christ is also the head of the church.
不仅如此，基督也是教会的首。
And so therefore, the commission of the church must be based on what Christ has commanded.
所以当然教会的使命一定要按着主耶稣基督所吩咐的。
It must not be according to our own ideas.
不可以按着我们自己心里所想的。
We must not run the church according to our own whims and fancies.
不可以按着自己的私欲而让这教会成为自己的模样。
The one who has authority over the church is not us, it is Christ.
有权柄是主耶稣基督，不是我们。
It is Christ's church. It belongs to him.
这是基督的教会，属于基督的。
And so since it belongs to Christ, it must be run according to what Christ has said.
既然是属于基督的, 那么教会要做的事一定要也是按着基督所说的。
And so therefore, understand this truth, that even though the world may change around us, yet the purpose, the commission of the church must never change.
所以我们要明白，首先要明白这一点，虽然这世界有极大的改变，教会的目标，教会的使命还是一样要按着主耶稣基督所说的。
Because the one who issued the commission is God himself, is Christ himself.
因为发布这大使命的人不是别人，就是主耶稣基督。
But with this understanding also comes very great assurance to us.
当我们有这个明白的时候，我们当然心里也有一个安慰。
Because this commission is given to us by Christ, then Christ will also be the one who will empower us to fulfill this commission.
因为既然是主耶稣基督给了我们这个大使命，他也会加添我们力量来完成这个大使命。
We are never alone in the service of the Lord.
我们在侍奉神的时候，我们不是一个人的。
But what then are the demands of this commission?
那我们就要问，大使命的要求又是什么呢？
Well, the Bible here says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
马太福音28:19如此说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And the word go is a call to action.
这个叫我们去是要我们有行动。
It means that we are not to confine ourselves to our rooms.
这就表示我们不可以待在房子里。
But we must go about actively serving the Lord.
可是我们要去侍奉神。
This is what the Lord demands for us. It is our duty, is also our privilege.
这就是主要我们做的，这是我们的职责，这也是我们的特权。
But go to do what?
可是去做什么呢？
Well, the Bible here says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
圣经告诉我们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And the word teach here has this understanding of making disciples.
这个去教导，这教导其实第一个是使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。
Now, how can somebody become a disciple of Christ?
一个人怎么做主耶稣基督的门徒呢？
Well, of course, he can only become a disciple of Christ if he knows the gospel, if he knows the truth.
当然只可以通过福音，当然只可以通过真理。
And so therefore, in the English Bible, it is rendered as the word teach.
所以英文的翻译是教导，这华文翻出来就是教导，就是使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。
And the way we go about doing this is also given to us in the scriptures.
圣经也告诉我们要如何去行这事。
And that way to do it is by preaching.
这要怎么行呢？就是要通过传讲神的话语。
Yes, as what has been translated, not just preaching anybody's word, but preaching the word of God.
是要传出来，传什么呢？是要传神的话语。
And we know this by turning to Mark chapter 16, verse 15. You just leave your finger at Matthew chapter 28. And then if you look at Mark chapter 16, verse 15, you will see that the Bible tells us this truth.
我们如何知道呢？可以从马可福音第16章第15节看得到。所以我们可以翻到马可福音第16章第15节。
And here, God's word says, right, also, right, Christ himself says, right, giving this commission, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
在这里马可福音第16章15节耶稣这么说，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And the word down there is, in the English is the word preach.
在这里我们要去做什么，就是要传，传福音。
And in the Chinese, the word is 传, and the word 传 there has the understanding of preaching, of proclaiming, right, the gospel.
所以传福音就是要大大的把福音公告给天下。
And please understand that the word preach down here does not mean sit down and hold a discussion with someone.
我们也要明白这传的意思不是我们坐下来与一个人商量这福音到底是什么。
Nowadays in the world, like the people say, oh, no more preaching of God's word, it is outdated.
这世界很多人就说，不要再传福音了，不要再传神的话语了，这过时了。
Let's sit down and let's have a table talk. That is the way to tell people about the truth.
让我们坐下来慢慢的商量探讨神的真理是什么。
No, that is...not what the Bible says. The Bible says if you want to make disciples, then what you must do is to preach and to preach the word of God.
这不是圣经的教导，圣经的教导是我们要使他们做基督的门徒，就是要去传，传神的福音。
This is how the church should witness to the entire world.
教会就是要如此为主耶稣做见证。
And in order to further confirm this, you look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
当然我们也可以看罗马书第十章第十七节。
And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, God word says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
罗马书第十章第十七节如此说，可见信道是从听道来的。听到是从基督的话来的。
And the word down here in Romans chapter 10 verse 17 is not the usual term for word.
我们要信的是这道。
This term for word refers to the preached word of God.
这道指的就是被传出来的神的话语。
So Romans chapter 10 verse 17 can actually be rendered, So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the preached word of God.
所以第罗马书第十章第十七节也可以这么的翻，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从被传讲基督的话来的。
So therefore, when it comes to the commission of the church,If we intend to fulfill it, there must always be preaching of God's word.
所以我们如果要遵守教会的大使命，一定要传讲神的话语。
This cannot be compromised.
这是我们不能够妥协的。
Because it is through preaching that men and women shall be made disciples of Christ.
因为只有通过传讲神的话语，人才能够得救，才能够做基督的门徒。
When the word of God is preached faithfully and in the power of the Holy Spirit,
当神的话语忠心地被传讲出去，按着圣灵的大能，
the Holy Spirit would then work in the hearts of those who have heard the truth.
圣灵就会在那些听到真理的人的心中动工。
And those who have been ordained unto eternal life shall believe unto salvation.
那些被拣选会做神子民的将会得救。
One of the things in which we are very grateful for during this period of live streaming is how some who have not believed in Christ Jesus are coming to hear the word of truth.
我们感谢神，我们在做这直播崇拜的时候，那些从来没有听到神的话语的人，他们也能够来观看这直播，听到神的话语。
And if there are some of you today who have not believed in Christ Jesus and are now hearing this particular message, we are very thankful of how the Lord has led you to hear this word of truth.
可能今天你们也在听这神的讲道，但是你们还没有信主，我们也是感谢神，让你们能够来听。
And our prayer is how the preached word of God may indeed reach into the inner recesses of your heart and that you may come really to the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus.
我们的祷告祈求也是这被传讲的神的话语能够进入你的心中，让你会来相信救主耶稣基督为你的个人救主。
And this is something which we must continue to do in Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
就是我们在帐幕堂必须一直的继续这么做。
Because this is the demand of God's commission to the church.
因为这是神给教会大使命的要求。
The church is a body of believers who have been called out of the darkness of the world into the marvelous light of Christ.
教会就是一个集体的信徒被招出来，从世界，从这罪恶的世界招出来，要来侍奉神的。
And the but then why is the church still in the world if she has been called out of the world?
如果这教会是从这世界被招出来，为什么教会还在这世界当中呢？
Because the purpose of the church is to witness for Christ.
因为教会的大使命就目的就是要为主耶稣基督做见证。
To witness the truth so that disciples may be made for the glory of Christ Jesus.
就是为这真理做见证，好让人能成为基督的信徒来荣耀神。
And so this is something that we must keep doing.
所以这是我们在帐幕堂必须一直做的。
And we must keep doing and relying on the power of God as we do so. And when we do so, the Lord will bless these efforts we have for Him.
我们要继续的这么做，继续的按着神的能力大能而这么做。当我们行这大使命的时候，神必定赐福我们。
And the manifestation of this can be seen when believers come in obedience to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
我们看到神如何赐福是当那些门信的门徒会按着神的命令来受到洗礼。
Indeed, this is the significance of baptism.
这就是洗礼的意义了。
When one is willing to be baptized of water, what he or she is proclaiming is, I have repented of my sins and I have now given my life entirely to Christ Jesus. And because of this, now I have eternal life.
当一个人在众人面前受到洗礼的时候，他们就是在承认我是罪人，但是我相信了救主耶稣基督，我的罪已经被得赦免，被洗净，我现在有永生了。
And this profession is held in the midst of the brethren so that they may be encouraged in their hearts.
当他们这么的在公众这么的承认的时候，当然看到听到的人也会得到激励。
But not only just that, but because this profession is also made in the world, it is also a testimony to the world of the truth of the gospel.
但不仅如此，这洗礼也是在公告给这世界那些不信的，也是公告给他们关于主耶稣基督。
And so how thankful we are every time we can hold a baptismal service.
所以我们感谢神，我们时不时都能够有这洗礼的崇拜。
But understand that this making of disciples should also be to all nations.
但是我们也要明白这 叫人做基督的门徒是要使万给万民的。
And this would be the mission's emphasis right here in the Great Commission.
这也就是为什么我们做短圈。
And what do we mean by missions?
做短圈是什么意思呢？
Under that, to the neighboring region, which is Samaria, and finally to the uttermost part of the world.
是要先从耶路撒冷开始，然后到附近的犹太，过后到撒玛利亚，直到世界的地极，为主做见证。
And so therefore, when we witness for Christ, that is also how we ought to witness.
所以当我们为主做见证，我们也要按着这样的模式去行。
Every one of you can become a missionary.
我们在座的都能够来。
And you must become a missionary because this is part of the commission which God has given to the church.
这是主耶稣基督给教会的大使命，所以我们每个人都需要传福音。
To your loved ones and friends.
从我们亲爱的家人和朋友开始。
And then evangelize to them, preach to them the word of everlasting life.
传福音，告诉他们关于这能够得到永生的话语。
And then as a And then in the church, of course, when we do the preaching of God's word, we start first, right? Every Lord's Day, in fact, not just the Lord's Day, but other days of the week also, we proclaim, we preach the word of everlasting life.
当然不仅在主日，每天我们都可以传扬着能够使人得救的主的话语。
But then, our desire also is to bring the word of God beyond just Singapore, but also to the shores of other places.
当然我们的渴望也不是只把福音传到新加坡，但是要传到各个国家去。
And so that is what we also try to do in Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
所以我们在樟木堂，我们也是尽量的这么去做。
We have missions to other places.
我们有不同地方的短宣队。
And then we are very thankful also for the missionaries that we have to Africa as well as to China.
我们也有到非洲和到中国的宣教师。
And we pray that as time goes by, as the Lord leads, we can also have missionaries to other places in the world.
我们祷告在神的带领，我们在往日也会有宣教师能够到其他的国家去。
But understand that the demands of these commissions is not only with regards to making disciples.
可是我们也要知道明白，这大使命的要求不仅仅是使人做主耶稣基督的门徒而已。
But verse 20 also tells us that this commission requires us to teach.
在20节的前半部分也告诉了我们，这大使命也要求我们要教训他们遵守。
In fact, the word teach down here in verse 20is different from the word teach in verse 19.
在二十节用的这个字眼教训和第十九节使众人做门徒的是不一样的。
In the Chinese, it is easier to see. It has been rendered there. The first one is to make disciples, and the second one has this understanding to indoctrinate.
在华文的圣经已经给我们详细的解释出来。第一个是要使万民做基督的门徒，第二个是要教训他们。
And to teach them with respect to what things?
要教导他们，教训他们什么呢？
Well, it's regards to not just God's word, but to the whole counsel of God's word.
是要教训他们神的话语的全部。
The word all here is very important.
就是凡是所有主耶稣基督所教导的都要教训其他人。
So it is not only just to teach the portions that pertain to the gospel,
所以不仅仅是教导关于福音罢了。
But there must be teaching with regards to the entirety of the Bible.
可是是要整本圣经的教导都要教导他们。
We cannot say that, I only want to learn this part of the Bible, and then the other parts of the Bible, because it does not appeal to me, and so therefore I do not want to teach these portions of Scripture.
我们不可以说我只想要教或学这一部分的经文，另一部分对我来说没有兴趣，我就不想要学，不想要教了。
These portions of Scriptures is a portion that may be very hard to be accepted by people today, and so therefore I do not teach.
这个部分非常难以让世人接受，所以我就不要教。
If we have this kind of spirit, then we are not fulfilling the demands of this commission.
如果我们有这样的态度，我们就不是在完成教会的大使命。
When we teach, we must make sure that we cover everything that God wants us to learn, and that can be found in the 66 books of the Bible.
所以当我们要教导的时候，我们要教导圣经所有的真理，包括在这66本里面。
And so therefore, when a person believes in Christ Jesus, we make it a point, firstly, to teach them the fundamentals of the Christian faith.
所以当一个人相信了主耶稣基督，我们首先就是要给他们教导他们关于圣经的基础的要点。
But after they claim to have believed in Christ, and after they have finished learning all these fundamentals, we still continue to ground them in the Word of God.
所以当我们教导他们过这基本的教圣经教义过后，我们也继续的在教导他们。
No, this study of the scriptures must never stop.
我们在学习话语的路上不能够停止。
And there must be this systematic teaching of the scriptures.
在教会要有这系统性的教导神的话语。
And that's why you will see that in the various departments of the Sunday school, right, there is this systematic teaching of the scriptures.
我们在我们教会不同的主日学能够这么看得到。
And this systematic teaching of the scriptures is also extended to the fellowship groups.
这系统性的教学也不仅仅是在主日学，在团契也是一样。
And not only just that, but we also encourage members to take classes in the Far Eastern Bible College.
当然，我们也鼓励会友去参加远东神学院的课程。
And very soon, right, the classes in the Far Eastern Bible College will not only be offered in English, there will also be Chinese classes coming up.
很快的，在远东神学院的教导不仅是会用英语来教导，也会有华语的了。
So I hope those Chinese speaking brethren will also avail themselves to these lessons.
所以我也希望华文部的弟兄姐妹他们也能够去参加来学习神的话语。
And of course, all those who English speaking, but you want to learn Chinese in order to minister to these brethren, you can also take these classes in the Far Eastern Bible College. They are offered in Chinese.
当然，英文部的弟兄姐妹如果想要学习，然后更加来使自己的华语有进步，能够来侍奉神，当然也可以去参加远东神学院的这些课程。
We must teach. We must indoctrinate, right? In fact, the word indoctrinate is important because it talks about teaching doctrine.
我们要教导教训关于这基本教义的。
But also, you ought to take note that the Bible here says teaching them not only all things, but to observe all things.
当然，我们要留意是要教训他们遵守。
So it's not only just to teach the Bible as though it is just theory.
所以不仅是教导这圣经好像是本理论一样。
But there must also be this demand that people should obey the teachings of the scripture.
但是我们学习到神的真理过后，我们也要来遵守神的真理。
So therefore you realize that in this teaching emphasis down here in verse 20, there is also a pastoral element.
所以当教导的时候，也就有这牧者的一个方面了。
Whereby there is this demand that people should take heed, should keep, should obey the entirety of the Holy Scriptures.
要基督的门徒来遵守上帝的话语。
And that is why when we have preaching, we have teaching, there is also always application.
所以当我们传神的话语，教导神的话语的时候，我们也告诉会众如何去行出来。
When we teach people, for example, the Ten Commandments, we also exhort, we also encourage, we also demand that people should follow.
比如说当我们教导关于十诫的时候，我们也教导会众如何去遵守这十诫。
Yeah, you can even see down here today as we are talking about the Great Commission, we are not only just talking about it, but we are also encouraging and also demanding that every one of us should move in the same direction.
今天当我们在探讨这在传讲这大使命的时候，我们也不是单单传讲大使命而已，我们也是有鼓励会众要把这大使命去行出来。
We must be a people whereby our faith is not only in theory but also practice.
我们的信仰不可以单单是理论而已，但是要在生命当中去行出来。
The fruit of our faith must be manifested in our life.
我们信仰所结的果子一定要在我们生命当中能够显现出来。
And this is also a demand of the Great Commission.
这是大使命的要求之一。
Firstly, you witness.
首先我们要去传福音。
After that, you must teach.
过后我们要教导。
Teach until...we have a full understanding of the truth of God's word.
教导所有关于圣经真理的事。
And that we will truly live out the word of truth in this life.
过后把神的话语真理行出来。
And when the church is faithful in fulfilling this great commission, the promise of the Lord is, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
当一个教会真的去把大基督的大使命行出来过后，基督的应许是他会与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
No, this is the promise that is found in the commission which God has issued to us.
这是基督在大使命给我们的应许。
And this is all we need, isn't it?
这也是我们所需要的一切。
All we need is God to be on our side.
我们所需要的就是神与我们同在。
And when the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God is with us, then we know that when we do the Great Commission, we will be successful in fulfilling it.
所以当无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的神与我们同在的时候，我们知道我们必定能够完成基督给教会的大使命。
We will be empowered to magnify the name of Christ.
我们会得到神的能力来传讲他的福音。
And so this is the assurance that we can have in Tabernacle BB Church as we continue plunging forward with the Great Commission in the days to come.
所以张牧堂的弟兄姐妹，我们就有这个信心，有这个确据，我们可以继续的去行，遵守这大使命。
It doesn't matter whether the world has changed, but the Lord will help us to fulfill it if we do things His way.
不管世界改变成如何，当我们继续遵守大使命的时候，神必定帮助我们去履行它。
Preach and teach, preach and teach.
让我们传讲教导，传讲教导。
This is something that must never change.
这不可以改变。
But it's also of a truth that the world around us now has changed.
但是我们知道这世界改变了。
And while the church's commission has not changed, but do understand that the way we carry out the commission can be done via various instruments.
所以教会的大使命虽然没有改变，怎么去履行大教会的大使命，可能也可以有所更改。
Let me give you an example.
让我举个例子。
During the time of the book of Acts, there was no such thing as the internet.
在使徒行传的时候，没有根本没有这网际网络。
And so when the disciples went about preaching and teaching, they do so very much in the open.
所以当门徒去传讲神的话语，都是在大庭广众去传讲的。
They did not use the internet.
他们没有去上网。
Does that mean that today, as churches, we should not be having a website whereby we can put materials up there for the edification of the saints and the proclamation of the truth?
难道这就是说教会就不应该有网站，不可以把一些信息信仰上载到这互联网上吗？
In fact, if we want to be very strict about it, we shouldn't even have printed Bibles like this today, because in the past nobody has printed Bibles.
如果我们要非常的这钻牛角尖的话，我们可以说甚至不可以有这复印印出来的圣经，因为以前没有印出来圣经。
but we are using printed Bibles.
可是我们现在都用这打印出来的圣经。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because it aids us to fulfill the demands of the commission.
因为这帮助我们去履行大使命所给我们的要求。
To preach and teach, and to also reach out to others with the truth.
就是要传讲教导，传讲教导，把真理传出去。
And so, with this COVID-19 crisis, we find that the world now has become increasingly isolated.
所以我们现在看到，当有这冠状病毒疫情的时候，这世界每个人都比较孤单了。
Of course, knowing the scripture, we know that the one world system will still come.
我们知道这世界这统一的这世界系统还是会来的。
Nevertheless.The way people will work and conduct affairs from this time forward will surely change. This is inevitable.
可是现在人如何工作，如何去行他们的日常生活，都会改变了，这是无可避免的。
Work from home will become more and more common.
更多人会有居家办公。
Some of you may not like to work from home.
有些人可能不喜欢居家办公。
But...It will come, it will stay.
可是这已经来了，接下来还是会有这居家办公的。
And then with this pandemic that is going about, people are now more careful when meeting one another.
有这疫情，我们每个人见面的时候也更加的小心了。
Even if they are not careful, the nations of the world will make sure that they are more careful.
就算自己不小心，这世界的政府也会使民众更加小心。
One thing that has been affected will be evangelism.
这就会影响到我们教会传福音的事工了。
Not only evangelism, but now if you want to fly over to another country to do missions work, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
不仅是传福音，就算到其他国家，飞去其他国家做短宣，也更加的困难了。
With regards to back home in Singapore,It may not be so soon that we can resume door-to-door or street evangelism.
在新加坡，我们可能很难再继续有着挨家挨户或是在街道上传福音的事工了。
So what should we do?
所以我们应该怎么办呢？
Give up on the Great Commission?
我们就放弃要去履行这大使命吗？
Or change the Great Commission?
还是去调整这大使命？
Remember.That we must never ever change the Great Commission.
我们要记得，我们不可以更改教会的大使命。
Neither is the church to be inward looking, because the demand of the Great Commission is that we must go and preach the gospel to every creature.
教会也不可以内向只看自己，但是我们是要去向万民传福音。
And so this means we have to explore.New instruments by which we can reach out to people with the preaching and teaching of God's word.
所以这就表示我们需要去想方设法有新的渠道去传讲去教导神的话语。
And therefore here we would like to exhort everyone to pray so that the Lord will direct us as to how exactly to approach this matter.
所以我们恳求弟兄姐妹一起的来祷告，祷告神会指引我们如何去履行这大使命，传福音。
It seems like now the world is moving towards the trend of video and audio.
现在这世界的趋向就是上网去观看这些视频。
And then all these things will be sent via the internet, as what the
频都能够通过互联网给传出去。
And so this audio, this visual ministry.Must stay.
所以这视频的工作需要继续下去。
Because this would be one instrument in which we can bridge the difficulties of
传出去。
What other ways can we do to reach out to others with the truth?
我们还有什么其他的方法可以
？What other new ministries?
有什么其他的方法、其他的施工呢
？Or how may other ministries be expanded in order to fulfill the Great Commission?
还是其他的施工如何能够扩展来履行大使命的要求呢
？That is something which we must pray for.
这是我们需要祷告的。
That the Lord will lead us to many more years of fruitful service for him.
我们要祷告主会带领我们能够有更多年继续的来侍奉他。
That the coming years of service for the Lord, if the Lord Jesus Christ tarries, will not be one that will be conducted in vain.
所以当我们侍奉的时候，不是徒劳无功的。
And so may the Lord help us to understand this truth.
所以求主帮助我们能够明白神的真理。
The church's commission.
这是教会的大使命。
Who gave this commission?
是谁给了这大使命呢？
The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself.
是我们救主耶稣基督本人。
And so therefore the commission must never ever change.
所以这大使命不能够改变。
What is the demands of this commission?
大使命所要求我们做的是什么呢？
To make disciples and to teach.
是要传福音使人做基督的门徒并且教导他们。
And the promise of the Lord, the promise of this commission is that if we are faithful in fulfilling the demands of this commission, every grace will be given to us to be successful in our endeavors for the Lord Jesus Christ.
大使命里的应许就是当我们忠心的去履行这大使命的要求的时候，救主耶稣基督会常与我们同在，赐福帮助恩膏我们。
May the Lord continue to lead us in Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church to fulfill this commission.
求主继续的带领笃信圣经长老会帐幕堂来履行教会的大使命。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We do pray, O Lord, that you will be ever so merciful and gracious to us.
我们祷告你会继续的充满恩典怜悯的待我们。
You have led Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian all these years.
你在过去这么多年已经带领了帐幕堂。
So forsake us not.
所以求主你不要撇弃我们。
And continue to guide us each step of the way to fulfill the commission of the church.
帮助我们带领我们一路来能够履行教会的大使命。
And may thou find it pleasing to bless every child of thine with the richest blessings of peace and joy in Christ Jesus.
也赐福于你的子民，让我们能够想到你的平安，你的喜乐。
So we commit all these things into thy loving hands.
我们把一切交托在主你恩圣手当中。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我这样祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.